Please welcome Honey French.
I guess I've been bucking the trend my whole life. My father wanted a boy, and I was a firstborn, and I was a girl. I don't know if that counts, but so my whole life I wanted to be like a boy. So I he was interested in baseball, so I learned all the pitchers, won and losses, and the batting averages of the best players. And I loved baseball, and I listened to it on the radio all the time when I was out of town. I couldn't sleep until I found out how my beloved Solons did, Sacramento Solons. And then when I went to school, I was the only minority in the high school, I mean in the grammar school, so I endured the racial insults and the ridicule. And they were my friends most of the time, just when they were bored, then out become the insults. And then I was always the shortest, and I actually resented it when a girl came in shorter than I, because I lost my one and only distinction, besides being the only minority. So then I was the first in our group to get married. That was kind of bucking the trend. And I remembered I was pregnant. I got pregnant 3 months after we were married. And I remember how awful it felt. Like, I didn't want to get married this soon. But my mom and my fiancé just kind of planned everything, and I just kind of didn't know how to put the stops on. So when I was married and pregnant, all my girlfriends went to New York City, and there I was, fat and pregnant, you know. So, but I'm so glad I had my children young, because then they were old enough for me after I was divorced that it was an easy time. So then I became the first woman correctional officer. And you've heard my friend describe what it was like at the prison. And it was difficult being the first woman, because when you're a pathfinder and they really don't want you, and you couldn't blame them, because they didn't know if we'd get hysterical in an emergency, how would we react? And the staff didn't want us because we were this unknown entity, and the inmates didn't, because the homosexuals thought of us as being competition, and then the normal straight inmates resented losing their privacy because we have to check the showers and everything. But there's a way of opening the curtain and you can just look without really seeing. You're just looking for wrong things that they're doing, and you don't really see any thing private or anything. But it was really interesting working at the prison, and I worked every single assignment, all 3 watches, except the ones that took real physical strength, like getting a crazy inmate out of a cell who didn't want to leave. But I did everything else, and it was really challenging, exciting, really not boring. It can be boring, but what my main purpose being there was to help men change, and I loved doing that. But the first year and a half was really difficult because I didn't know the Lord, and it was horrible, horrible, horrible. Really depressing, because everybody hated everybody. The officers hated the inmates hated the officers. But when I gave my life to the Lord, everything changed. And I was filled with so much joy and peace that it was like a magnet. And all these men started asking questions. And I wanted to talk to the nice, clean-cut, nice-looking men. And God sent me to the roughest, toughest bikers. And they cried right in front of their friends, giving their life to the Lord. And that institution started changing. The atmosphere changed. The men started acting like men instead of animals. And I actually wanted on my Fridays, I could hardly wait to Monday. And everybody hated working at the prison, but I loved it. And the reason I wanted to get back was because if I led someone to the Lord on Friday, I'd worry about him Saturday and Sunday. And I said, Lord, why do they always seem to get saved on my Friday? And inside my heart, I heard the Lord say, that's to show you they're my converts, not yours. I said, oh, of course, you know, you're the one that keeps them, not me. That was, oh, I was embarrassed that I actually thought that. But it became a really fun adventure working at the prison. And I knew every job assignment was for a specific purpose. And sometimes it was just to stretch my faith because it'd be a really scary assignment. There were scary ones and there was fun ones, assignments, I mean. And the scary ones, it was like I saw how he helped me do it. Because to me, the hardest part was learning new duties every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks and feeling confident. I hate that insecure feeling where you don't know what you're doing and you try to fake it. But I had to learn to be flexible, especially in my sleep, because sometimes you went to work at all the way inside the prison. It's like a 5-block walk inside. You had to be inside the kitchen at 4:30 in the morning. Or sometimes you start your job at 12 midnight, sometimes 6 a.m., sometimes 2 p.m. So I had to learn to be flexible. And when I worked the midnight shift, it was more normal than the evening shift because I would wake up and eat dinner for my breakfast and breakfast for my dinner. And I worked when people slept and slept when people worked. So the social hours were the same. And it was kind of easier than the evening shift. The evening shift, because I'm a night person, I got the most sleep. But it kills your social life. But I found that being a Christian there, I felt safe and protected because the first time I was in a building, you're alone with 100 inmates on your floor. And you have a buzzer and you have your... We didn't have mace then. We just had a buzzer and a whistle, and we did have a baton. And so this big, aggressive dude got angry because I had to refuse him something. And I could see his anger just escalating. And I wanted to be macho, and I didn't want to press the buzzer. So I was praying under my breath, like, Lord, help me defuse this situation before he gets violent. And he was getting uglier and meaner and louder. And I was pretending to be really calm, but I was really getting scared. And then God had this bigger inmate walk up. He said, hey, you don't mess with Officer Honey. She walks with God. And the guy went, oh. And that's when I learned God really protects me. And that was like my first week in the building. And I felt really brave and secure after that. And they have picture boards on every floor. So I went to all three floors looking for that inmate because I thanked him. But later I went to go back to my rescuer and really let him know how appreciative I was. And I couldn't find his picture anywhere. Was that an angel? I don't know. But sometimes it's okay to buck the trend.